Item 21, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding agency accreditation through the Commission for Accreditation of Park and Recreation Agencies, CAPRA. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Schlosser.
Chairman, Supervisors, one of the first things that Mr. Dargle presented to us when he started was his desire to undertake accreditation. It was very exciting for staff because, you know, as you know, we had won the gold medal, and that was such an honor, and we were so proud of that. And this is kind of just the next step in really proving our excellence. The difference here is that there are 144 standards. It's very similar to what the zoo had to go through for their AZA accreditation, so I know we're quite proud of them for doing it. There's 144 standards in which we will measure ourselves against. There are 36 core fundamental standards that we must meet. We can't miss any of those, and then we have to meet 85% of the rest. They have been developed by a national organization to really communicate best practices for parks and rec agencies across the nation. Mr. Wickenhauser pointed out to you the prestigiousness of getting accreditation. As far as the zoos goes, ours are similar. There's about 10,000 park and rec agencies across the country, and there's only 106 that are currently accredited. As of today, there are none in the state of Wisconsin. We do expect two to go forward with accreditation this fall, one being the city of Waukesha and the other being the city of Eau Claire. We've met with both of them, and they are very encouraging and definitely see the value of this. So it's going to be really good for us internally because it's going to standardize a lot of our policies and procedures. It will have a lot of consistency throughout the department and how we do things. One of the reasons why we wanted to bring this forward as an informational item as well is because it's not going to just involve us. It's going to involve work of this board. It's going to involve a lot of our partners in the county as well as external partners to help us gather this documentation and this evidence that we need to prove that we meet these standards. What we're also finding through the creation of our CAPRA team, which is kind of a core team that's kind of working through some of these standards, but it's really bringing the organization together, and it's going to provide us direction moving forward. There are some documents that we will be coming to you in the future. We are going to start a strategic planning initiative. We are going to finish off our comprehensive plan. There's just going to be a lot of really neat documents and very structured plans that come forward to you that is really going to give you an idea of the direction that we would like to go in the future. So it's very encouraging, and it's going to be a lot of work. I think it'll take us 2 to 3 years, to be honest, to get through it. But I think we're all committed, and having your support and the support of our partners and then the leadership of Mr. Dargle, I think I'm confident we can do it.
Thank you. Questions by committee members? Hearing none, thank you for that report. Mr. Dargle, congratulations on the committee's endorsement, and we'll look forward to your moving through the entire county board smoothly. We look forward to working with you in the future. There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.